we're going to hang out.
Let's go ahead and call the Thursday, April 5th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting to order. may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mrs. Russell.
Here.
Mr. Tuohy.
Here.
I'm here. Mr. Harder.
Here.
Mr. McMahon.
Present.
Mr. Stanton.
Here.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing.
Here.
We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Appreciate that. Moving on. Approval of agenda. Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Zinner?
No, there are not, sir.
Any commissioners, any changes to agenda? If not, I'll take a... no thumbs up. Approval of minutes. March 22nd, 2018 was our last meeting. Were there any corrections or changes needed to those minutes? I see now to get thumbs up for approval of those. Everyone that was here, unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to our first case, first subdivision case, case 18-79. At this time, I would ask if any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to this case, case 18-79, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. Thank you. A request by Simon and Strumpf Engineering on behalf of DRS Park LLC for approval of a one-lot final plat of MOF, which is our mixed-use office zone property to be known as Riddick Subdivision Plat 1, with an associated design adjustment for less right-of-way dedication. The 4.53-acre property is located on the north side of Broadway, approximately 250 feet west of Garth Avenue, and is addressed as 201 West Broadway. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you had stated, this is a replat of two existing lots, or I should say one existing lot and another portion of a lot. Altogether, it's about 4.5 acres. They are seeking approval of the final plat with the design adjustment for the right-of-way, which I'll touch on here in a moment. And just to go over the public notice, public information meeting was held on March 13th, and all property owners within 185 feet were notified. At that meeting, outside of the applicant, we did not have any public attend that meeting. Here's an oblique aerial of the site. As you can see, kind of the bulk of the lot in front of you, you can kind of discern where the existing lot is, and the kind of extension on the west side is the portion of an existing lot that they're requesting to consolidate into one legal lot. For the purposes, per the applicant, of constructing a carport structure, which would also include some solar panels on top of those. And you see Broadway on the south side of the site there, the library directly south of the site. This is the actual plat here. The overall combination is generally consistent with the development pattern here. The property owner owns both the pieces and the portion of the other lot. Staff did not discern any apparent detrimental impacts that the combination of these lots into one lot would have on the surrounding properties. As far as the design adjustment goes, this is a location where the site as a replat, the amount of right-of-way is evaluated again. Broadway is a major arterial, which calls for 106 to 110 feet of right-of-way. But as I think we've noted in other cases with similar circumstances, this is a developed area. I think Public Works recognize that that type of cross-section is probably not going to fit within the context of this development. So they did look at how much right-of-way they would like. They did settle with the applicant for a 12-foot additional right-of-way. Altogether, then, the applicant with the additional 12 feet dedication would have 37 feet of right-of-way for this half-width. So they felt that was necessary to accommodate potential improvements on Broadway. Although it's important to note that there are no Broadway CIP plans currently for the expansion of the street. But generally in these cases, that standard cross-section in a developed area is most likely not to be used anyway. So it gave them enough space there where they felt they could still make the improvements needed if that became the case in the future. It also allowed the buildings on the site not to fall within required setbacks. And help minimize any of the existing infrastructure, such as parking spaces, that could then wind up in the right-of-way. So kind of found it seemed as a good balance between those two objectives. Again, this is just a close-up. You can kind of generally see where the new right-of-way will be with the parking spaces there on the east side. Some of that may fall within the right-of-way, but that is typical and something that would be handled through potentially right-of-use permits going forward. Overall, staff is recommending approval of the plat with the design adjustment to dedicate 12 feet of right-of-way in this case. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Commissioners, any questions of staff? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Smith, I'm sorry for my phone earlier while you were speaking. Right-of-way use permits, that would happen after a potential approval. Is that when that would happen?
Potentially, yes, yeah.
These parking places will be right with this replat. Nothing physically is going to change on this, correct?
No, nothing will change at this time.
Okay, that's my only question at this time.
Thank you.
Any additional questions, commissioners? I see none. As is in past practice, this is a subdivision matter, but if there's anyone in the audience that would like to come forward this evening, we would take you at this time for case 18-79. I see none. So, commissioners, any discussion? Additional information, Mr. McMahon.
I just wanted to redirect with staff just real briefly. Is that all right? Thank you. Mr. Smith, a lot of properties, and maybe the owners will have to answer this, and that's fine. A lot of properties on Broadway either do or have had private sewers. Do we know the status of the sewer on this property?
They do have
sanitary.
They have a public sewer, actually, that crosses directly through the middle of this property. That was identified during review, actually. It is identified as a public sewer, but it did not have an easement. And so part of this plat is dedicating a new easement over this existing sewer line, so then it's basically compliant with easement requirements for public sewer mains.
All right, that's
so
the question.
It's a good thing to actually have happen, so we do have that in the easement now.
Thank you. That's the question. I just want to clarify that. Thank you.
Additional questions, commissioners? Of staff or motion, Mrs. Russell.
In the case 18-79 Riddick subdivision plat 1 final plat, I move to approve the final plat with the design adjustment for the right-of-way width.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mrs. Russell, for a motion to approve case 18-79 with the right-of-way design adjustment for the right-of-way width, and it received its second from Mr. Tuohy. Is there an additional discussion needed on this motion? Mrs. Vice Chair, when you're ready for a roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Case of 1879, Mrs. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
8 yes. Motion carries.
Thank you, ma'am. Our recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council for their consideration. Moving on to our public hearing item of this evening, case 18-81. At this time, I would ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to case 18-81, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. I see none. Thank you. Case 18-81, a request by McClure Engineering Company on behalf of the City of Columbia for approval of a plan development PD plan to be known as Auburn Hills Plat 16 PD plan. The 8.55-acre subject property zoned is PD, which is the city's plan development, and located approximately 300 feet east of Rangeline Street and south of International Drive. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The City of Columbia is seeking approval of a plan development plan for the North Columbia Police Station. This was a CIP 2015 project, which I'll talk a little bit more about here in a moment. It is east of Rangeline Street and south of International Drive, where it will be accessed. The area is 8.55 acres, and as you mentioned, it was originally zoned under the city's planned development zoning. The subject use of a police station is allowed under that existing zoning. In terms of public notice, we had a public information meeting on March the 13th. We sent 8 postcards for that meeting, which included adjacent property owners, including 2 homeowners associations. We also mailed notice letters to those same 8 folks, and we put notice in the newspaper as well. So to orient ourselves to the subject site, we've got Mosier's Food here to the south. The rest of the site is mostly undeveloped. You've got Boone County Residential here to the west. It's known as Shalimar Gardens. To the north and then to the south, there is some additional office and commercial. To the east and sort of northeast, there's multifamily and single-family residential development, generally under the larger Auburn Hills site. And additionally, it is of note that the Center Point Hospital right here directly to the north across International Drive is presently under construction. I will also note, too, that this larger area of Auburn Hills is part of the 2015 through 2018 City of Columbia Strategic Plan area, so that really targets investment in this particular area. And so the North Columbia Police Station, as I mentioned, is a capital improvement program. You had information on the city's capital improvement program tonight at your work session. So this funding was approved by the voters. It is a 0.25 cent percent sales tax that is funding the station. In 2016, the City Council approved the purchase of the land. And as I mentioned, the police station use is consistent with the existing underlying PD zoning approved in 2001. Additionally, there is some floodplain overlay area zoning along the Cow Branch. That's going to be on this portion of the site, and I'll talk more about that in a moment. So this site is unique in that the larger Auburn Hills area was granted a condition as part of the preliminary plat in 2004 to allow for final platting without a approved CP plan at the time of final platting. So typically we would process the CP plan with the final plat. So for this particular area, only the southernmost site is presently under a cognizant CP plan. So that would be the southern Auburn Hills CP plan. This northern area, which is 3 previously platted lots under Auburn Hills Plat 12, doesn't have a PD plan at all at this moment, which is really why we're here tonight. The existing lot, which is under that existing PD plan, will then fall under this PD plan once approved. So this area has been subject to a lot of platting action from about 2001 on to today. This area has been platted and replatted several times. So really this PD plan and then a subsequent final plat, which will go to the council concurrently, will provide quite a bit of cleanup for the area. So the PD plan will serve as the cognizant preliminary plan for the entire site, so replacing that existing Auburn Hills CP preliminary plat specifically for this subject site, obviously not the larger Auburn Hills area. So case 1882 is that one lot replat of these existing 4 lots that will go either right after or very soon after this PD plan when it goes to council. The PD plan itself shows 2 different buildings. So most importantly, we've got the 2-story police station. It'll be about 24,000 square feet. And then we are also showing a 3,500 square foot accessory storage building. You will note that both buildings are outside of that floodplain overlay, which really follows that Cow Branch Trail. You can see the trail easement right here. However, about 13 of the 140 parking stalls will fall within that floodplain overlay, so that will require a floodplain development permit at the time of construction plan. So I did want to notice that. The Unified Development Code, or UDC, does not have a standardized parking requirement for police and fire stations, so the agent worked with the police department and then also national best practices to design parking that would fit their needs. So specifically, out of those 140 different parking spots, we're showing 33 in the front, really for the public use, and then 107 in a secured rear lot. So that would be your police vehicles, your employee parking, that sort of thing. Additional elements to note of the PD plan: the lighting, landscaping, and signage will all comply with Article 4 of the Unified Development Code. This includes 30% of the site will remain in open space, 15% of that will be in landscaping, and at least 15% will be in natural vegetation. At the time of publishing the staff report, we did indicate that we were anticipating a minor technical correction. So the copy of the PD plan that we submitted to you and to the public indicated a 20-foot setback requirement, but it wasn't specific that the front yard setback would be 25 feet. And so we've revised the plan to include that. You can see what it will look like when it goes to council here on your screen down below. So just specifically, it calls out 25 feet as the required front yard setback. And as I mentioned, the Cow Branch Trail easements are shown on both the plan here tonight and then also that anticipated Auburn Hills plat 16 final plat that will go concurrently or soon after this PD plan to the council. I was able to catch Mr. Griggs this evening before he walked out from the earlier presentation, and he indicated, as is consistent with the 2013 Parks Master Plan, that there is an unknown timeline in terms of building and constructing this portion of the Cow Branch Trail. It is a secondary plan trail project on the Parks Master Plan. So just kind of unknown at this time, but we will have the relevant easement to put that trail. So in terms of other elements of the PD plan, the max building height will be 45 feet. This is in keeping with the general feel of the overall area. We've got a lot of one- and two-story buildings in this area. The fire department is coordinating with the agent in terms of turning radius, both to get into the site off of International Drive and then circulating through the site as well, should there be need for fire truck access. The utilities department is coordinating a needed water main extension. In fact, they're actually designing it. As I mentioned, this is in the city's North Strategic Plan neighborhood area. This is a logical land use. It does fit the commercial and open space designations of Columbia Imagined. The use is consistent with the underlying zoning, and there could be some civic benefits to the police station use within this area. So therefore, this evening, we are recommending approval of Auburn Hills Plat 16 PD plan subject to some minor technical corrections. The applicant is here this evening, and I am also available to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Ms. Bacon. Commissioners, any questions of staff? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Bacon, I have two questions. One's about use and one's about parking, but they are related. Many months ago, I attended, I believe our chairman was there too, the public hearing on the utilization and planning of the Auburn Hills facility. And at that time, it was put forward that there will be some community space in this building. Do you know if that still holds true?
As far as I know, but we do have the agent here, if you'd like to direct that question to the agent.
The second one follows up on that, and that's, if that is the case, has that parking taken into account? So I'll wait till the agent speaks. Thank you very much.
Any additional questions, commissioners of staff? Ms. Bacon, I have a question. What was my question? I just drew a blank. Had a question. It's really important, too.
I move that we vote that Rusty's question is going to be important.
Oh, no, I'm just drawing a total blank. Oh, I know what it is now. There was 107 secured spots, parking spaces, 107 in secured rear lot. Describe to me how that looks. Is it like a fence? Is it a wall? Is it a... You know, that seems like a big, you know, that's a big fenced-in area, but how's that going to look? Do we know any way? I mean, is that going to be landscaped or?
Well, so we are required to have the landscaping under the code. Now, in terms of what it looks, we have not been provided with a demonstrative, but I could also direct that question to the applicant if you'd feel comfortable doing that.
Sure. Thank you. Commissioners, any additional questions of staff? I see none. This is a public hearing. We'll go ahead and open it to anyone that's in the audience. I'd like to come forward. We would just ask for your name and address.
Good evening. My name is Tom Wooten. I'm an engineer with McClure Engineering Company. Our offices are at 1901 Pennsylvania, Columbia, 65202. Answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Mr. Wooten. Commissioners. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the questions of you that I was asking of Ms. Bacon. As far as you know, is the public use component still involved in this project?
As far as I know, it is, yes.
Okay. And the parking does take that into account as far as you know?
As much as the site will allow, yes.
Okay.
That's been part of the discussion.
Do you know anything about this screening that the chairman asked about?
I do not, beyond the obviously the secured what would be some type of a security gate at the entrances.
Yeah. There had been some discussion, and maybe the chairman's memory is better than mine, that some of these outsource facilities will be secured, locked.
I believe there is an intent to put a perimeter fence around the entire site, yes.
Okay. And my last question would be in regards to, I don't mean to monopolize anyone's time, these in the flood overlay area, the protected area there, we're going to do landscaping there. We're going to build that up. How are we going to address that?
In that particular area, there a little bit of landscaping. I believe the bulk of it will be outside of the floodplain overlay. So we've got a little bit of parking, some landscaping that would touch that. The bulk of that overlays with the creek. We've also got a sanitary sewer easement that kind of parallels the creek that we'll be trying to stay away from as well. So
that's one of the reasons I asked. It looks like a bit of an engineering challenge, and it gets steep as we head to the southwest.
We've got steep areas over there, so generally we're trying to stay away from that area altogether as much as possible.
Okay, those are my questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon. Commissioners, any additional questions for this speaker? I see none. Thank you, Mr. Woot.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Wooten, sorry. Anyone else have come forward? I see none. We're going to close the public hearing portion of this meeting. Commissioners, questions, discussion? You know, Mr. McMahon, I think maybe what you were asking earlier on, and I remember seeing in the notes, they did make reference that, you know, if there was a need for more than 33 parking spots for the public, that the street would accommodate some on-street parking. So I think, you know, we did hear that there was a large presence of the public from the neighborhood that were hoping to use this as a community center of some type. And so I was, you know, thinking the same thing a little bit at first, is maybe, you know, 33 wasn't adequate enough for obviously it's a police station, so the primary use would be a police station, but I do know that the neighborhood was very adamant about using it as a community room too. So hopefully the 33 stalls and then maybe some street parking if needed will accommodate that public use. I think it's going to be a nice amenity for that side of town and that area. Yes, sir.
I just have one quick comment. As you know, the chairman and I were both present for this, and I think just a comment, this was a very good example of public input on a process, and they've got a pretty nice facility planned, and that it also addresses multiple issues with a civic building that's, you know, normally just something that's all secure. I think it's a pretty good exemplar of maybe where we want to go with civic buildings in the future.
I'd have to agree. You know, this is a long ways from downtown, and that's predominantly where we see our city buildings are downtown. And so it will be nice to have another auxiliary facility for our community to use outside of downtown. And this, I think, will be a nice addition to the neighborhood. I plan on supporting it. So, Mr. Stanton.
If there's any more questions, motion.
We would love to entertain a motion.
As it relates to case 18-81, Auburn Hills, Plat 16, Plan Development Plan, I move to approve Plat 16 PD plan subject to minor technical correction.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton. We have a second.
Second.
Mrs. Russell. Commissioners, we have received a motion to approve case 18-81. And it has received a second from Mrs. Russell. Do we have any discussion or comments needed on this motion? I see none. Ms. Vice Chair, when you're ready for roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chair. In the case of 18-81, Mrs. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Toohey.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
Mr. Strodman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
The motion carries 8-0.
Thank you, Ms. Lowe. Appreciate that. I guess that's our only public hearing for the evening. Public comments. Anyone from the audience like to come forward this evening? I see none. Staff comments. Mr. Zitter, you're always good for a few comments.
And sometimes a couple of laughs.
A good laugh.
Your next meeting will be April 19th. We do have a couple of business items that we will cover during your regular session at 7 p.m., and we will be discussing the CIP presentations at our work session, and we will also potentially be adding one additional item or two to the work session agenda should we finish early with our CIP discussion. Your projects for the April 19th agenda consist of a single subdivision plat, Craig Point, This is off of South College, just north of Stadium, and then a combined public hearing and a subdivision for a rezoning request off Jen Hill Lane, which is just north on 63, and then a corresponding subdivision referred to as Hilltop Subdivision. This would be a preliminary two-lot plat. Just for purposes of being able to identify where we are in the world, this is the Craig Point subdivision. The road immediately to the west is the hospital drive that comes into the backside of the MU's medical center and complex, along with the parking lot and parking structure. And then the map on the right-hand side is the Hilltop subdivision rezoning request. The Jen Hill subdivision that you see there with the curvy roads, or the curvy road, is currently a PD. So we are rezoning from PD to MOF to accommodate a assisted living facility, if I recall correctly, is what the proposed use is, and then one other lot for future development. And the subdivision plat covers the exact same ground as well. Those are the only three items we have on the agenda. We will have agendas, items for your May meeting, which will be a little bit more. I believe we have maybe one or two more items on that agenda at this point. So getting through the early spring stages, and hopefully we will see our volume continue to be even as we move through the year. That's all we have to offer this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioners, any comments? Discussion? Motions?
I have a motion.
Mr. McMahon.
I move we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We are adjourned. Have a nice evening.
Mr. Stanton.